USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Georgia Friday to campaign with Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, the Republican incumbents. The bus tour will take them through Canton and Gainesville. Karl Rove on Fox, working with the Republicans, takes a look at what's at stake for conservatives in the Georgia Senate runoffs the first week of January.
If we don't control, have a Republican majority in the U.S. Senate, then they're going to have, as you said earlier, a clear path to this nutty agenda, get rid of the 60-vote rule, and pass every nutty nostrum and lock in a governing Democratic left majority for decades to come.
Democrat challengers are John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock. A rapper who said he was making a tribute to legendary New York City hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan was recorded shooting a flamethrower from atop of an occupied city bus. The video shot in Brooklyn earlier this month gained national attention after the police union used it as an example of New York City becoming less safe. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Once approved by the FDA, Operation Warp Speed vaccine should start getting to Americans next month. The Florida governor weighs in. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has the details.
Governor Ron DeSantis is promising rapid deployment of COVID-19 vaccines, but he says it's not the only drug in the pipeline.
Now, I know there's been a lot of discussion about the vaccines, and rightfully so, it's important. But I think the new therapeutic that was developed by Eli Lilly and is approved for emergency use by the FDA is also very significant.
The Republican governor from Florida saying a vaccine deployment plan has been in the works for months and will be implemented once the drugs get federal approval. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Florida has a population of 21.5 million people. A tiny saw-whit owl was found in the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. Dehydrated and hungry, the owl was given an all-you-can-eat mice tray. It's fine and will be returned to the wild this weekend. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As election results are still in dispute, many believe the American people will be ready to move on once all the checks and balances are complete. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Americans will accept the presidential election results once all the votes are counted and recounts are finished.
Every legal vote should be counted, every recount should be finished, and every legal challenge should be heard, and the state should finish their work.
California Republicans saying there are still some election results outstanding.
We're still counting a number of congressional districts. They're still out there that have not been called yet.
McCarthy also saying another stimulus bill needs to be passed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Whether or not Aunt Emily and Uncle Eddie make the cut at your Thanksgiving table this year, good news at the grocery store. USA Radio News Dan Naraki has some good tidings.
Thanksgiving celebrations may look different this year, but one thing will still be consistent. Thanksgiving dinner. And that dinner will cost you less than it has in a decade, according to new data from the American Farm Bureau. The menu for 10 people will cost an average of $46.90. That's less than $5 a person, and down $2 from a year ago. The shopping list from the Farm Bureau survey includes a turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls and butter, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, a pumpkin pie with whipped cream, and coffee and milk. That even leaves room for leftovers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.